This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Drawn to this story over the weekend on the headline, Minnesota parents fight schools to allow children access to CBD. Our next guest is a part of this on a regular basis. And she knows what this is like on a regular basis, and I wish she did not. Kelly King is kind enough to join us. Kelly, I appreciate your time and your flexibility. Tell people about your 12-year-old son and why this means so much to you.
Oh, well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you.
So we have a 12-year-old. He's a sixth grader. His name is Cade. And he first started having seizures in 2017, kind of out of nowhere. He had been completely healthy prior to that. And so it was kind of a shock, and we weren't sure what to do. And if you read the article, it kind of talks about the different drugs that we tried.
Yes.
And had significant side effects too. So
I'll chime in on that. I also have a son who in 2017 also, out of nowhere for the first time, I had a grand mal seizure. And he still has seizures. Most of the time they are not grand mal, but Quentin has had all sorts of issues with epilepsy medication, his seizure medication. So I know, and I know I found out so many more people who, whether it's themselves or their kids or a loved one, really face challenges with seizure medication. But what has helped out your son so much is CBD. So tell people how you arrived there and then the challenge you now have at school.
Yeah, so we had the issues with the anti-epileptic drugs and did some genetic testing and found out that he does metabolize different. And so we actually started on the medical cannabis program here in Minnesota, which is great. For us, we ended up going the CBD route. We found a company out of Boulder, Colorado that specifically makes CBD for epileptics. It's called Haley's Hope, and we've been really happy with it. But, so we started using it, probably 6 months into his journey, and, after he had all those reactions to the anti-epileptic drugs, one morning he had a seizure, and I had read somewhere that you could use CBD to pull somebody out of a seizure. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to try it. I don't have anything to lose here.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I gave him just a small dose, and it pulled him out in like 30 seconds. Mm. And he still had the postictal period and all of that, but he just got up after an hour and kind of went on with his day and didn't really have any side effects. So we ended up homeschooling last year, and then epilepsy.
Right, and you're homeschooling because of his health conditions, not for other reasons, right?
Correct. And then this year he really wanted to go back to school, and I didn't think it was going to be an issue, and I was probably pretty naive in assuming that. And so in the fall, when neurologist is obviously on board with everything that we're doing, and we're in communication quite a bit with him, so we wrote up a seizure plan that included the CBD, and we were told no. And it was just really upsetting because I knew that he would have to have his pharmaceutical rescue med at school, and we know that he doesn't metabolize that and can have side effects from it.
And the school said no. Why?
It's a little bit complicated, but CBD just became legal in Minnesota as of January 1st, 2020. However, and this is in the article as well, and I'm certainly not an expert on CBD law, So I'll preface it with that. But the FDA, after the Farm Bill passed in 2018, legalizing hemp federally, the FDA came out and said CBD cannot be used as a drug because we don't have enough proof that it can cure or treat a disease. And so the state board of pharmacy says that it...
Kelly, I got to jump in. I'm going to put you on hold because the topic is so good, but that phone is just going in and out, Dan. So see if we can just get a bit of a better connection because we just need to hear Kelly a little bit better. Dan's going to try calling her back. We're getting to a part where I was going to get to this, and it's from the story. State regulators have asked the legislature to provide an answer regarding what's going on. A state task force made up of officials and several agencies urged lawmakers to address the issue about CBD use in schools, hospitals, and nursing homes in a report released last week. So you have state regulators saying we need you to look at this. In fact, it's Terry Morrow, who's the director of legal and policy services for the Minnesota School Board Association. I think we're in uncharted territory right now. We're trying to find a way. School districts around the country are trying to figure out these questions. Kelly's back with us. Hopefully the connection is better. Are you optimistic that you think a change is coming, or are you just uncertain right now?
I am very optimistic that change is coming. I think it's needed. You know, even our own school district, they actually have been really great. I have no real issues with, I mean, obviously I want him to get his medicine at school, but we are working together right now. They're trying to work with us, with our neurologist, to try to get a plan in place that would safeguard both them and allow Cade to have his medicine at school. So I do think we're going to come to a resolution, which is really exciting. We are also working on legislation right now that would allow children that do have the medical need that need either medical cannabis or CBD at school to get that at school. And so that is really exciting. And we just kind of threw this together recently, and legislators are wanting to jump on and help out this cause.
Are you hearing from legislators who are Democrats and Republicans, or is this more of a partisan issue?
We are hearing from both sides that they want these children that need this medicine to be able to have it at school. So I think that helps my optimism. We're hearing from both sides. So.
In the story, they also talk about Crystal and Justin Cobell and what they do for their daughter, Kaya, because she needs 3 CBD doses a day to treat her epilepsy. She's had far fewer seizures with CBD, and what they do is Justin leaves his work, and he pulls Kaya out of class. He drives off campus, and then she goes back to school. Obviously, that is incredibly difficult for all people involved, for whether it's the husband, the wife, the mom, the dad, the kid. We just should be better than that. You know, we just, when we're treating something like this and we're okay with just pharmaceutical drug after pharmaceutical drug, whereas when we see something where there's discernible proof of how it works and we can't do that, that should bother everybody, not just parents like the two of us and others who have a child who suffer from epilepsy.
I completely agree. I actually know that family just through Facebook groups and whatnot, and support groups for epilepsy, and they're amazing that they do that. And honestly, Cade used to be on 3 time a day dosing as well, but with my work schedule and my husband's work schedule, we're unable to do that. And I know that a lot of families are in our position where we're not able to do the 3 time a day dosing. Which is really helpful in many cases. We need to get this legislation passed so that it's an even playing field, because I know there are some kids getting their CBD at school where districts are completely fine with it. And so we need to even the playing field. We need to get these kids their medicine, whether it comes from a plant or whether it comes from a a pharmaceutical. So,
Kelly, thanks for your time. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much, Chad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.